Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We're taking your call, 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hi, my brother, Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Hey, man, Chababongi, Sakuza Negi, Lizo.
Hi, Chababongi, Sashe. Basi Zile, Lampano, Rashabala.
Kodwa bangaqali bakhulume kakhulu
manje. Ah, ngeke angeke bayeke leyo. Bathume ngayo.
Ngibulise kubandla lapho, ngibulise kuPastor Motha, Pastor JD Dominic, noPastor Fadebe.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Idolatry. Yazi brother, uSatan ukhohlise iningi labantu. Uletha izinto eziningi kubo ezibukeka zifanele ukukhothamelwa. Le zinto zidla abantu abazikhothamelayo the end brother. Ngoba worshiping idols logo akulungile my brother.
Yeah.
There's only one God worthy of worshiping, our Lord the Creator. Today abantu they are worshiping something. It can be the sun, the moon, abanye imali yabo, i-power, ama-rock stars. They were rock stars, abantu bawoshipha njengo-Freddie Mercury.
Hey, wena.
We're queen. Abantu bebabawoshipha. Kodwa abafile labantu azange bavuka bo-Freddie Mercury.
Michael Jackson.
Actors and politicians.
Yeah.
Abantu bawoshipha labantu. Ithemba labantu abaningi. Ama beliefs abo akuma idolatrous practices, brother. These beliefs are clashing with the scripture, brother.
Kakhulu.
Today ningi labantu bane believe ukuthi abantu abafayo umphefulo wabo uya kokhokho. Yiko bahamba bayoguqa emathuneni.
Yes.
Ngoba bane believe ukuthi abantu abafa abafayo bakomunye umhlaba. Bayabezwa. Abalalanga bayezwa baphendule babalethele izibusiso nezinhlanhla.
Yeah man,
futhi banamandla ukubavikela kuzinto ezingabalimaza. Izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha amaHubo 146 verse 3 lithi, ningethembi ezikhulwini nasendodaneni yomuntu. Verse 4 ithi, umoya wakhe uyaphuma yena abuyele emhlabathini wakhe. Ngalona lolo suku amacebo akhe ayaphela onke, brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother. Unkulunkulu abusise, God be the glory.
All the time, my friend. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father be glorified. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Awuzweke, awuzweke. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. And we are talking about idolatry. You know, what does it mean? What is it even all about? Some of the things that are idolatrous, which we see even amongst us. Which we see even amongst us. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. 082657-2729. I am keen to hear from you as to what you say about this. All right. And let me take also some calls, 012-334-1322. Let me get back to you, Jabu. When we talk about the very notion of idolatry, I'm looking at Deuteronomy chapter 11, 16. It says, take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Now, any form of turning aside from the Most High is sourced by a possible idolatry. Look, when I turn aside from the Most High and I start focusing maybe on how I make money, it's idolatry. Amen. And I start focusing perhaps on my business more than unkulunkulu, that's idolatry. You know, or I start focusing on this lava, you know, that's idolatry. Anything that turns you aside from the Most High is sourced from idolatry. And many people are not aware of this. Jabu?
Yes, that's very true, my friend. You know, so because already that thing is taking the place of God in your life.
Mm.
So it means you're no longer focused on the one and only Savior in your
yes.
life. Now you've got this new thing that out of a sudden has become so important to you.
Yeah,
it has turned to be your idol. So that's the form of idolatry, because now you are giving respect to it, you are giving time to it, you are giving attention to it.
Mm.
So it has taken the place of the Father, which is idolatry.
Yes.
So also even I remember like when God was warning Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 11, 4, that for when Solomon grew old, his wife turned his heart after other gods.
Yeah.
And he was not wholeheartedly devoted to the Lord, his God. But God had warned him up front to say that, don't take the foreign wives because of they will turn your heart away from me.
Mm.
But Solomon went on and took the foreign wives.
Mm.
And they turned his heart to other gods.
Yeah.
So anything that comes to your life and takes the place of God can be a friend, as we were saying even at first.
Mm.
You know, it can be a new business idea. A new promotion.
Yes.
That really now, out of a sudden, consumes you, that you find yourself no longer paying attention to the Father the way that he wants you to pay attention. That's idolatry, and that's a form of a God that suddenly has introduced itself to your life. Just to sum up my comment, my friend, also in the book of Isaiah 45:20, it says, assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge who carry about their wooden idols and keep on praying to a God that cannot be saved. Actually, that cannot save. Who carry about the wooden idols and keep on praying to a God that cannot save. This is a very sad truth, my friend.
Yeah.
How people carry wooden idols and pray to God that cannot save. Like, you know, even my brother Sip was touching on those things. Like, you know, because also even my background growing up, I grew up at a church where there was a form of idolatry, because of like there was sort of like it's even allowed for you to invoke the dead, like, you know, ancestral worship and practices, you know. So such things as those, it's very sad that it's a form of idolatry disguised as religion or as the way that something that is acceptable to God. Meanwhile, God actually disapproves of it, because it's idolatry. When we can claim to be, you know, telling the people who are normal to be speaking on our behalf to the Father. That's not in the word. And because the word tells us about the dead, that they are normal. You know, there is this argument that people want to raise when we speak about the dead, you know, to say, you know, it means you are calling our dead people demons. You know, and of which there is nowhere in the word where it says that dead people are demons.
Yeah.
And no one has ever said who believes to the Father or who is the child of the Father. But it speaks well about the dead people, that they are normal and they've got normal senses. They cannot hear what is said to them because they are normal in this world.
Mm.
So when now I claim to be communicating with the dead, that's idolatry.
Yeah.
That's idolatry. And even claim that they had me, I saw my Father in a dream, he came in a dream and said 1, 2, 3. That's just the devil disguising in the form of your father or your grandfather, grandmother or your sister or your brother. It's not the Father. It's not our Creator. It's not the Master. It's not our Father who is doing those things. He cannot contradict himself. He is the only one that you can speak to. That is why he is spirit, and them that worship him in spirit And in truth, once we start to claim that there are people who are normal, who can hear us, that you can speak to, it's the form of idolatry, my friend.
Mm, absolutely. All right, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let me bring this to you, Sipho. We also see this, and I'm looking at Deuteronomy 16:22. It says, "You shall not set up a sacred pillar, which the Elohim, your Elohim, the Elohim, Yahuwah, hates." We have sacred pillars, not. Zakhiwe izinto lezi nama emblem wethu nasemabandleni zikhona lezi zinto lezi sacred pillars, and many people at times think sacred pillars are only those pillars that you build with concrete, but you also find these in our logos. In our logos, yes. Mangvela kuvela nale logo yam in a sacred pillar. A sacred pillar, that sign that you associate yourself with. And to a great extent, that sign has become the epitome of your religion. That's idolatry. Sipho!
That's true, and indeed, it's a truth that will set us free and that will sanctify us if you hold on upon it. Because Mfundisi, as I've said earlier, sometimes the devil thinks that he's so smart, whereas you have to tell him that tonight, which is aware of his scheme. Yeah. Remember, bantwana bakwa Israel bephuma eGibhithe uNkulunkulu esebenzisa bakhulula and then bakhanda inyoka yethusi, which is iBhayibheli, wathi ubheke yona uzawusinda. And after a long time, that pillar, it becomes an idol.
Yeah.
Remember, it was used by God ukuthi bantu bakwazi ukuba saved at a particular time. But there come the devil again, using the same serpent they come to you, and they worship him. That is why Nkulunkulu, all the relationship must be destroyed. Because now, if focus, I say, Nkulunkulu is on the thing that God used to. Abanye mfundisi bakhonza ama founders, ama ministry abo, not necessarily good vela, but if umi pulpit wangasho ukuthi ngoba lesonto lakhandwa ubanibani waka X, sime nje imfundiso zika X. We sime imfundisweni zabapostoli. Hey, Nkosi yami. Umfundisi sime lapha simanga kwikhonkwana mfundisi zama founder. Because he found a mundu. And that is why even now these people who are ministering the truth, the power got this card, a shumade listra, bamkanda gamaji was semi-gay. Ume vugala puti, imelungena, embusu nankulungulu, emda go yukutege inin. But this card is like, the miracle in aya, a taramisumundu, a begati, anakonukam, will try so now. Now, you have to refuse that. One of our ministers, in some of our ministers, babanjwe kutwaze baba idolize ukuthi uNkulunkulu basebenzisile phakathi kwabantu wangakuthanda ukuthi akusubude lokho. He wanted to share the glory kaNkulunkulu nabantu. He wanted to equally itself share inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu, of which it becomes dangerous. As much as I know, maybe it's more than 10 years. But every time I think we sing a chant, I think, Baba, my chant, I think, Kulunga radio, as I'm put this radio full piece. And I think, I'm a little, 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 every time I think, I'm a little, 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 that is why even nalama emblem so afaka yimfundisi yoba ngisho kahle kahle nalesiphambane sisifakayo sithi uNkulunkulu nomuKristu walenge siphambane wena maso zibona ungafakanga lesiphambane anything wena so associate ngayo ugaqe ntanyeni enye kuba ngamathathu umfundisi akuzengeni kakhulu nalama mathathu umfundisi wabhalile emzimbeni yethu ukuthi I love Jesus.
noma so uthandaza uyibheka impela uzubhalile I love Jesus noma uJesu lomthandayo, it must not become an idol because awusamkhonzi wena ngomoya, umkhonza ngendlela yakho. Uthe yena ungumoya, abamkhonza imele bamkhonze ngumoya nangeqiniso.
Hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Send us your WhatsApps. I see WhatsApps have come in quite a lot. Thank you so much. Continue to bring them in. Babongan, thank you so much. Praben, thank you so much. Ina, thank you so much. Mfundiswamina, thank you so much. I see the WhatsApps are in there. I will play them. Keep them coming. It's 0826572729.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
All right, and of course, we are together till 7. It's quarter past 6. For this one, thing, let her go before I go to the voice notes. Now, when you look at Judges chapter 17, verse 3, it says, so when he had returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver from my hand to the Elohim for my son, to make a carved image and a molded image. Now, therefore, I will return it to you. And much of the times, we need to take heed to this warning of creating altars for ourselves. A family in emdenini, emshadweni, emsebenzinietu, in our finances. Let's remove all these carved images. Let's remove them. There are people who are building altars nange imali. Babatshelile ukuthi yabona uma ungafaka imali yakho la uNkulunkulu uzokubless 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Kunini uyifaka? Uma ungayifaki uzwa ngathi hey, ngathi ngihambaze, angina protection la. Yabona? Yeah. And so the Father is telling us to turn from those things. And everyone and everything that suggests that, sisusegit and return it back, sisusegit. Because we shall not touch any unclean thing, angiti. Mfundis Mota?
That's correct, Mfundis. That's correct, Mfundis. And true indeed, we shall not touch any unclean thing. Neither should we create anything of ourselves.
Yeah.
That we will be looking up to. Psalms 106, verse 36, it says, they serve their idols, and it further says that which has become a snare to them. Inasmuch as Ukidion Mfundisi segaqedile ukunqoba amaPhilistines, and people, they were so happy, bamlethela amagolide, amacici, nani walthatha leyo nto leyo wenza isithombe esibaziweyo. And the word of God says that became a snare, laba ugibe, because ama idols or idolatry, Mfundisi, it leads people away from God. It takes them astray from God. Kunabantu who says not only ukuthi bazobeka isithombe of the beloved one ongasekho endlini, but that becomes every time when he prays, he will be looking in the photo. It means that person has become now an idol. Kangangokuthi there's this thing, it is unscriptural. My brother, ukuthi you will hear somebody saying that, no, ubabu among us has tend to be an angel or my angel or my white angel.
You understand? You have an angel in Dubai.
A guardai, which is assigned to you. Kangangokuthi you will find umuntu ekholwa going emathuneni. Mfundisi, and say, no, my mother is in heaven now. That's what they say. My mother or my father, he is in heaven now. He is my angel. He is watching over me. That has become an idol. Mfundisi, it is a modern way of worshipping ancestors. To put it very straight, the modern way of worshiping ancestors. We are far and all mundo pumanje ngo atiminang konza madlos. Because there are people about no asba kons, but we acknowledge them. That you'll find somebody that I want to thank madlos or ildos lase kayang bonga ng kolungku. You cannot worship God. You cannot worship two masters. It is impossible. Either you hate the one and love the other. I'm not that no angbakonzi, but I acknowledge them. But the moment you start to call upon them, whenever you pray, whenever whatever that you are doing, whenever no matter to what we are going interview, then you say abandbak to mabehambenat, then you are actually worshipping. You are actually idealizing them. They've become an idol. Baba uki ibegubu, and that takes you away and leads you away from the presence of the Most High. So we need to be very, very careful. And ngenxa yokuthanda mfundisi, even imali, some people bagcina babe sokugibeni lokuthi they end up worshipping things. At no, hayi, ukuze ibandla lakho likhule mfundisi, ozala ke ma will show you good what to do. And such people bangene kuma covenant athile, and those things later today, they will need sacrifice of your own children. That's what it says in the book of Psalms 37. It says, yes, they sacrifice their sons and their daughters to demons. You know, even there is of unogutu gube nama sacrifice. And ngenxa yokuthi lento you get trapped to it. Ngenxa yokuthanda imali, and abakutshela ukuthi tomorrow these things will be wanting the blood of your son. They will just tell you, no, you feed it inyon, but tomorrow it will want to change a menu. So I'm tired of the birds, but I need now your son. And that is why the word of God says that they shed the innocent blood. Even the blood of their daughters, even the blood of their sons, they sacrifice to the idols in the land of Canaan. So we need to be careful in our land where we live, in our homes. What is it that we are doing? Are we because Christ, the Messiah came and he died for our sins and our transaction. We are saved, we are purified by his blood. We don't need to make any other sacrifice.
Absolutely. I hear you quite well, sir. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And of course, also your texts. I will gladly read them. Thank you, Mr. Simwinji. I see yours there, Babongan. I see yours. Let me play a song a bit, just a song after this.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
I'm glad I met you. That's the William Brothers there. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. It's 012-334-1322. That's the line to dial. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly there. And the WhatsApp, it's 082-657-2729. Mfundisi Wamina.
Hey, asibingelele, Pastor. Asibingelele, nakubalaleli bonke, be Radio Pulpit. Umsakathi wetindzaba
lesithokozisayo.
Manje ke encwadini yamahubu isahluko sokucala nakona le vesini lokucala lapha yithi kubusiswe umuntu ongahambi ngezindlela zabantu. Manje ke mfundisi ke ngiyatolikela lapha kodwa ke ngesiputukezi kinowanda kosikonsedlu lezi impu. Manje ke mfundisi ukuze thina bantu singene emikhubeni noma sithanda izinto zezwe senzwa imilezo yabantu ababe bathi ngale kulesa sigodi kunomuntu unomprofeti unjani njani 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 obona nasemanzini. Manje ke umuntu sahambe khona athi vele izinto zami azihambi kahle awuthi ngiye khona. Manje ke abantu abaningi mfundisi sebaphuma ensindisweni ngenxa yani mfundisi? Ngenxa yokuthi bahamba ngezindlela zabantu abangalunganga. Abantu abanye mfundisi sebaboshwa. Baboshiswa yini mfundisi? Ngokuthi bahamba ngezindlela zabantu abangalunganga. Abantu abaningi mfundisi bandlula emhlabeni ngenxa yokuhamba ngezindlela zabantu abangalunganga. Manje ke ithemba labo seliphume kuNkulunkulu, ithemba labo sebalibeke ebantwini. Sikhuluma nje yabo bishop abakhulu, ithemba labo selaphuma kuNkulunkulu. Sebantwini manje balibeke ebantwini ithemba labo alisekho kuNkulunkulu. Nje kanje abanye bayangena namhla mhlawumbe bayahamba bovuselela i-anointing oil seyaphela manje noma seyiphelile neholota seyiphelile manje boyivuselela bothatha enye mfundisi abasayi kuNkulunkulu ngenxa yani mfundisi? Ngokuba sebathanda izinto zezwe mfundisi.
Kan mambo mfundisi mina na khenze awu kuyaphela bese bayahamba bayovusela. Hey madodza. Bese ufaka imali nakhona. Kulezi zinto lezi ufaka imali bakufuna imali eningi ishisiwe nakhona. Imali yakho. Bese ziyaphela futhi bese awu Nkosi yami. Awu awu awu. Kuyoze kube nini madodza? We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, let us read also what Luella says after this.
You're on 657 AM radio with the truth in his voice.
Luella Jackson says, good evening, Pastor Ray, my brother and friend in Yeshua HaMashiach. This month, Heritage Month, family crests. People taking pride in the clans of their forefathers. Images, mostly surnames, being traced back up to as far as possible, up to as far back as possible for people to research. You are right with regards to the concrete. Welcome to signs at tombs or areas. Unfortunately, people have grown used to those things. Thank you again for a timely, interesting topic. Shalom, shalom. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I hear you. In the towns, yes, I hear you. These things are happening in the towns. I hear you quite well. Thank you, Luella Jackson, there. Blessings to you, my dear sister and family.
Tu nembe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Ina.
Hello, Pastor Ray, all the children of God.
Thank you.
For me, television.
Ish.
I cannot say how that television is just taking all over all conversations, all family time. You're not even allowed to open a tap or just probably drop a pot, the lid of a pot. Oh, then you're in big trouble. Now, I think we need to put that thing off, especially on a Saturday afternoon and a Sunday. Try to spend some time with the family. That's quality time.
Mm.
Thank you, Pastor Ray.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ina. I really appreciate. And of course, you know, television can be one of those things. Can be one of those things, man, that can really, really, really take away time, you know. It can take away time. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Ben says, greetings, Brare. Thank you for the truth. We are really blessed. God bless you all. From Ben, CWJ, Soweto. Itabra Ben, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Tell us how you feel about this. The very aspect and times where, in most cases, we don't realize that we are practicing idolatry.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, and let's hear Babongane.
Sabona mfundisi uRay ngibingelele nakuba fethu abangamagesti ke lapha e-studio ngibingelele ke nakubalaleli bonke be-radio pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Isihloko esithi what is idolatry? Idolatry is the worship of the idols. Ukukhonza ke izithombe. Idolatry is the worship of someone or something other than God as though it were God. Idolatry distance people from God, the only one worthy of worship, the only one able to fulfill our deepest needs and grant us the joy and peace we seek. UNkulunkulu wazi ke izidingo zethu, usinikeza ke injabulo engachazekiyo nokuthula ke okudlula ke ukuqonda. In the Old Testament, idolatry was a frequent sin by the nation of Israel. Genesis chapter 31 verse 19. Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the household idols that were her father's. God called Abraham out of a polytheistic background. Joshua chapter 24 verse 2. And Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. We can read also in Genesis chapter 11, verse 7 to 32. Idols in God's eyes are an image or a statue that is regarded as equal to or greater than God. Idolatry in ancient, yet also in modern, it's sin. Examples of forms of idolatry are a person, an object, a statue, the sun, an animal, ancestors, power, the state, money, pleasures, education, image worship, etc. God will not tolerate any form of idolatry. He alone is worthy of worship. Isaiah 42 verse 8. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Worshipping other gods is in violation of the law of God. It breaks the first two of the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 to 4. You shall not have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Kodwa ke abantu baka Nkulunkulu balikhuni khona abantu ke abakhonza ke ilanga, abanye bakhonza ke inyanga, kube khona abakhonza ke inyoka omamlambo abangena ke emifuleni. The wrath of God is coming upon idolatry. The wrath of God comes on the idolater because God is jealous. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me. He is jealous in a loving, and he is jealous in a righteous way. Exodus chapter 20, verse 23. You shall not make anything to be with me. Gods of silver or gods of gold you shall not make for yourselves. Israel worshipped the golden calf at the foot of Mount Sinai, where they encamped to receive the law and the covenant of the one true God. The root of idolatry is human rejection of the godness of God and the finality of God's moral authority. To be not content leads people to idolatry, placing the focus on the temporal instead of focusing on the Lord Jesus. There is no wrath for the children of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in the day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. When people turn to Christ from idols, they escape the wrath of God. Asipepheni ke olakeni lukaNkulunkulu, singakhonzi ke abantu ke nezinto, sibheke ke kuJesu ongumqali nomphelelisi ke wokholo lwethu. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you even far much more. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue of idolatry.
Matlafala moyeng ka go thieletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iri ya robedi thapama. Thieletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentjwe la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago. Thieletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, and Mr. Simwinji says, Calvary greetings, Pastor Ray, Pastor Monta, and to everyone who is connected. Pastor Ray, let me start with these words. Let God be true and every man be a liar. For all have sinned and fallen short of his glory. Romans 3:23. In light of this truth, we see that idolatry is a natural byproduct of our sinful nature. as we often prioritize created things over the Creator. This idolatrous tendency is a heart issue, revealing that we treasure most often some things other than God. Furthermore, our idolatry separates us from God, creating a barrier that only His redemption and truth can overcome. Additionally, idolatry is a manifestation of human rebellion as we assert our independence from God and His perfect will. May we surrender to His truth, acknowledge our rebellious hearts, and find forgiveness for our idolatrous ways. I concur. I agree, Mr. Simwinji.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Mankosi, Mankosi says thank you. Mankosi says thank you. Thank you. Bafundis, thank you all, Bafundis Bami. God bless you all, Mankosi Lapo. Thank you all, Bafundis Bami. God bless you all. Siyabonga kakhulu. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on the issue of idolatry amongst us. The issue of idolatry amongst us. These things are really happening. And much of the time, we look the other way. We look the other way. And that is where the problem is. And we need to be careful. We need to be careful that we don't look the other way. We need to be careful that we don't look the other way. I'm going to play a song. Ngiyazi Nosipho lengoma le iyamnyakazisa. Usipho Polos Khatebe lengoma engizoyidlala iyamnyakazisa. Uze uze net nje mangiqala.
Si magate. So, if you feel like doing anything, you can do it.
Yeah.
We are in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't mind everything.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Sabongani.
Sabona mfundisi uRay ngibingelele nomfundisi uMotha nomfundisi uHadebe ngibingelele nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christ oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko, what is idolatry?
Yeah,
idolatry is an issue whenever anything in a person's life takes priority over God.
Yeah.
Idolatry is the thing loved or the person loved more than God, desired more than God, wanted more than God, treasured more than God, enjoyed more than God.
Mm.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Ngakho ke bulalani amalungu enu asemhlabeni, ubufebe, ukungcola, ukuhuheka, nokukhanuka, nesangabe, ukungukukhonza izithombe, okuza ngakho ulaka lukaNkulunkulu. Paul describes the origin of idolatry in Romans chapter 1 verse 21 to 25. Ngokuba kuthe bemazi uNkulunkulu kabamdumisanga kabambonganga njengoNkulunkulu kodwa ke balutheka ekuzindleni kwabo inhliziyo yabo engaqondiyo yabamnyama bezisho ukuthi bahlakaniphile baba iziwula nenkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ongabhubhiyo bayiguqula ifane nomfanekiso womuntu obhubhayo owezinyoni owezilwane ezinenyawo ezine nezinwabuzelayo ngalokho uNkulunkulu wabanikela ezinkanukweni zezinhliziyo zabo kukho ukungcola bahlazisana imizimba yabo baguqula iqiniso likaNkulunkulu balenza amanga bahlonipha bakhonza okudaliweyo kunomdali ongobongekayo kuze kube phakade amen. Idolatry is everything that people esteem is very high or than can draw our attention away from God. In Matthew chapter 19 verse 16 to 24, Jesus encounters a man who claims to have kept all the commandments but cannot bring himself to give up his wealth. Ingcebo ke wayenamathele kuyo. In 1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 1 to 5, the idol of the god Dagon was twice knocked down to the floor by God to show the Philistines just who was God and who wasn't. Isithiko sika Dagon uNkulunkulu washaya ke ungqimphotho washaya ke uNkulunkulu sawa phansi ke kabili ebonakalisa ke ukuthi uyena ke uNkulunkulu vo akakho ke omunye ongaphezu kwakhe. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 19 to 40, prophet Elijah challenged the 450 prophets of Baal and defeated them by the divine intervention of God at Mount Carmel. Idolatry is a matter of the heart associated with pride, self-centeredness, greed, gluttony. We can find that in Philippians chapter 3 verse 19. Love for possessions, Matthew chapter 6 verse 24. Self-obsessed or self-elevation, mad, that is, I am. Yimi, umuntu eyitshela. We are to willingly give ourselves to Jesus. He gave everything so that we might live. Surrendering to Jesus, we will break free from the idol of self and find the freedom. Colossians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Thank you so much.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Khotso B Mavimbela, Khotso B Mav. Uthi good evening, Pastor Ray and your guest. Idolatry, it is very hard because in churches we practice it without knowing. We hold grudges, we don't pray much, we pray when we must, we worship our position in church that we've been given. Help us, God. We worship lots of things in the body of Christ. Murenar tu seri tu sehe. Koto B had sent that. Right, and M. Hart says, please pray for Abraham and Chantel marriage to remove the third part. We pray, may the Father cover and protect their marriage in the name of Yahusha Hamashiach.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM. As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, Kotso B. Mav says Exodus 20 verses 4 to 5. Usike wa itirela modimo wa seseto le fa ele setshwantsho sepe setse di kwa godimo mo le godimong le fa ile sa tse di le mo lefatsheng gongwe tse di le mo metsing a kwa tlase ga lefatshe o seke wa e wa obamela le e seng go e direla go nne nna morena modimo wa gago ke modimo yo o lefufa oke o ke beletsang bana ba tshiamololo ya boraro go ya losikeng lwa boraro le lwa bone ba ba ntlhaolwang punishing up to the fourth generation there. All right. Petty Manisa says, God hates idolatry for several reasons which can be summarized in the following categories. Rejection of God's sovereignty. Number one, disloyalty. Idolatry involves giving allegiance to created things or false gods rather than to the one true God. Exodus 20, verse 3 to 5. Denial of God's authority. Idolatry rejects God's right to rule and govern. Psalm 82, verses 1. Isaiah 44, verses 9 to 20. Distortion of God's character. One, misrepresentation. Idols misrepresent God's nature, attributes and love. Deuteronomy 4 verses 15 to 20, Isaiah 40 verses 18 to 25. False worship. Idolatry involves worshiping created things or false gods rather than the true God. Romans 1 verses 18 to 32. Corruption and destruction. One, immorality. Idolatry often involves immoral practices and corrupts individuals and societies. Leviticus 18 verses 24 to 30, Ezekiel 23. It says that there. Petty Masina, love Baruta, I have learned a lot. Kikopa mudimu antuse. Mudimu antuse ka ufela. Kali bito. Lamrena warena. Yahusha. Hamashia.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, let us wrap it. It is now 6 minutes to the hour. Let me give our guests 2 minutes each to wrap it up. And let me start in that order, Vele. Let me start with you, Jabulani. Psalms 81, verses 9. Jabu, it says, there shall be no foreign God among you, nor shall you worship any foreign God. This is a spiritual law. Many people don't realize that. It's a spiritual law. The Father has said it. It's going to be like that. It can't be negotiated with. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, we give our Father the glory for being able to really separate for us so that we can be dedicated to Him again and Him alone,
yeah,
without any other forms of idolatry.
Yes, sir.
So you're touching Psalms 81 verse 9, you say you shall have no foreign God among you. You shall not worship any God other than me.
Mm.
So this is the command we cannot question. So it means this was the time for us as believers to do a self-introspection, to check ourselves and to search our hearts. Anything that has taken the place of the Father within our hearts or our lives and has become idolatry, we need to go back to Him and repent and ask Him to deliver us so that He can take His place again and march with us and walk in with us. And then we'll see how we grow in His things and also in His love and also in His grace. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, sir. And let me come to you, Sipopoulos. I'm looking at Isaiah 42, verses 8. I am the Elohim, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praises to carved images. Aha. Uh-huh. That's another determination of the Father. This is the will of the Father. He won't give His glory to any carved image. And we need to respect that. And we need to know His name. Sir, finally.
That's very true indeed, Mfundis. The statement that always you say, to God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
That thing of God shows that we cannot steal God's glory, we cannot share with anything, even if God can use us in a manner which you don't understand it. But all the truth and respect and honor, it belongs to Him alone.
Mm.
You are God, and indeed, even in Amtandi tonight, we are Yeshua, our God, and we worship Your name.
Mm.
Everything, it belongs to You. We cannot steal God's glory from His reign.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mfundisi Motha, I'm looking at 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. And then it says, amen, which means so be it. This, again, is a spiritual law. What say you finally, sir?
Bundesi, thank you so much. And it shall be so. We need to guard against our heart, that we keep away and we run away as far as possible from any kind of idolatry. And we need to be able and see it back, because any time when we do not glorify God and be thankful to Him, it leads to some kind of idolatry. Now, towards the end of the year, I will say these things about my Thanksgiving. I'm not saying it's wrong, but the moment the offering has been done, and then basically, men of God, bless your people. You'll see people coming, and then come and bow. What is that? Bow to this man and say, release your blessing. So we need to be very careful. We need to be very vigilant. The word of God is so clear. It says we must keep away from any kind of idol.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And of course, we really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. Jabu, thank you so much, my friend, and blessings to you.
Thank you very much, my friend. May God bless you also. I love you, my friend.
I love you, man. Also,
thanks very much. And also to Mfundisi Motha, I love you, my friend. Pretty simple, I love you. Balaleli bonke.
And then Sipho Paulos, siyabonga. Nsizwa yakithi, Mfundisi wami, siyabonga, man. Inkosi ikubusise. Kakhulu nasekhaya.
God be the glory, Mfundisi. Ngiyishona ngithi pozani balaleli, siyavalele isa. Signing out with a small talk. But uchalo Dominic, ndoda yi best day. Amen.
Awuzeke, awuzeke. Ukhuluma baleke, ukhuluma baleke, Sipho. Kulungile, Sipho. Kulungile. And then, of course, Mfundisi Motha, thank you so much, man. May the Father bless you abundantly, my achi. May He keep you through and the family.
Ngibonga kakhulu, Mfundisi. I proceed the same to you, to your family as well. Nabalalele makhaya, Mfundisi Jabulani, Mfundisi Sipho. Ngiyanithanda kakhulu mfowethu. UNkulunkulu njani ngigcina nibusise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next week we are talking about the walk of believers, the walk of saints. Awu, Nkosi yami. Our walk isama yangena. Hey, ukuhamba kwethu. Our walk akusile yana yokuqhuba imbuzi, uJabulani yangiza ngithini. Akusile yana yokuqhuba imbuzi, noSipho yangiza. How much? How ngizwa wena?
Awungizwa kimpela.
Akusiyo ukuqhuba imbuzi iwalk yethu. Kukhona ukuqhuba imbuzi spiritually. Uyayibona? Iwalk yethu akusiyileyo. Sikhuluma ngaloko iviki elizayo. Inkosi inibusise bangani bami. Nibe right nonke.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. To the King above all else, we give Him glory. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for the calls. Thank you so much for the texts. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you very much. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's none like Him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless His holy name. Through His Ruach HaKodesh, His Holy Spirit, He guides us into all truth. And we know Him, that He is our salvation, through His Son, Yahusha HaMashiach, the Christ Himself. From Mire, it's been beautiful. Tuda Rabbah.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.